Hello, everybody. I am Chris Kazaveca, and you have just walked into Kaz's Corner. Well, with no more New York teams in either basketball or hockey, it is officially baseball season in New York. So, today's show, we're going to have a little bit of a baseball lineup for you. We're going to start off with the Yankees, go on to the Mets after the break, and give a little rundown about how the first quarter of the season has been for both these teams, which, for both these teams, is not too good. Start off with the Yankees. In the month of May so far, the Yankees are 13-14. That's one of the worst performances for a month in the past 2 years the Yankees have given any Yankee fan. It's absolutely horrific how bad the bullpen has fallen apart. And the starting pitching ain't too good either. And the problem is neither of those things. That's the funny part. Their bullpen is terrible. Their starting pitchers have been slumping. And that's not even the worst part. The worst part is that they're not scoring runs. There is not one Yankee with over 75 at-bats that has over a 300 batting average. I think the closest person to it is Eduardo Nunez has a 302 batting average with 55 at-bats so far this year. That's their best hitter so far, average-wise. You got guys like Alex Rodriguez spent a load of money on Mark Teixeira. You got the captain back in Derek Jeter. And those are supposed to be your three powerhouses. They're not doing nothing. The Yankees went 1-for-4 against the Tigers. They're 1-3 now against the Mariners after the win today. The Yankees won 7-1. CeCe Sabathia pitched a gem if anybody caught the game on Sunday. Today, Sunday. And maybe they're starting to pick it up now. With June right around the corner, the Yankees got to start picking it up. Now this is the time. I know people still say we're only 40-something games in, but this is the time where you're going to get ahead of other teams in your division. This is a time when you want to take that 4 or 5 game lead. So when you end up in August with a 6 game lead in front of the person in second place, you feel comfortable about it. And that right now is the Yankees got to worry about is trying to get in front of Boston, actually win against Boston. The Yankees are 1-for-5 against Boston. And another concern that I'm seeing here is Mariano Rivera has 23 game appearances, a 2.11 ERA, which is one of the worst ERAs he's had in his career at any point in the season. One win, one loss, which came last night on Saturday against the Mariners. 13 saves, and the number that blows my mind is he has 3 blown saves. Now, people think 3 blown saves isn't that much, but this is a guy who only had 5 all season last year. But you want to look at the bright side of things. Derek Jeter last night on Saturday passed Ricky Henderson on the all-time steals list for the New York Yankees. And the thing that I think people are looking past is that Ricky Henderson did it with 1,700 less games played. But that's just to add on to Jeter's resume, which is will never be shot down. Derek Jeter will always be known as the captain of this team. He's the first captain since Thurman Munson. He's a great player, future Hall of Famer. And nobody can ever take that away from him. Other feats that Jeter's looking for to beat this year is he's the all-time leader in hits so far. He's behind Lou Gehrig. Right now, Jeter has 2,979. He's just 21 away from getting his 3,000th hit. He's second in games played with 2,342. He's right behind Mickey Mantle. Second in doubles at 473 behind Lou Gehrig. And he's ninth in RBIs with 1,150. So he has a way to go with RBIs. But feats that he could beat this year is the games played. Sorry, not games played. He could do the doubles. And obviously the hits. Lou Gehrig, I think, has slightly above 3,000, and he could pass that. So Jeter has a couple of things that he could break this year and add on to his spectacular resume as a Yankee. But that's all the time we have for the Yankees today. When we come back, the New York Mets are up at bat.
For news on your favorite New York teams, Kaz's Corner is the site you want. With continuous updates on the blog and a week in review with the Sunday podcast, Kaz's Corner is the only place you need to turn to. When it comes to New York sports, don't forget to walk into Kaz's Corner.
Welcome back, everybody. Now up at bat, we got the New York Mets. The Mets beat the Phillies today, Sunday, 9-5. Jose Reyes helped out in the effort with a four-hit day. That's Jose Reyes' first four-hit day since April. Jose Reyes is actually one of the few players on the Mets right now, really helping them carry along. The Mets are 9.5 games back in the NL East. They're currently 23-28. And they're behind Florida, Philly, and I believe the Braves. I'm 100% sure on that, but I believe the Braves are also in front of them. And the reason why is because of injuries. They lost Ike Davis, who has proven himself to be one of the best hitters on the Mets. He has a .302 batting average, 7 home runs. They're definitely missing him. His return is still questionable as to when he's going to come back. Chris Young was one of the pitchers that all Mets fans were looking forward to him. He had a big impact at the beginning of the year. I believe he had one win, one loss, but in his loss, he only gave up 2 runs, I believe, and he had the potential to do great this season. And unfortunately, he had a shoulder injury, I believe, and he's going to be out again for a while. And the other hitter is Jason Bay. Even though he struggled so far this year, Jason Bay is a power bat that they're missing in that lineup. Angel Pagan is struggling a little bit, and really the only players that are really keeping things going is John Neese. He has the best ERA on the team with a 4.33, which is, it's hard to say that he's the best player on the team with a 4.33 ERA, but he really is. He has the most wins for them. He has 44 strikeouts this year, that's second on the team, and he really is one of their strongest pitchers. He's their ace. As little of his name he has right now, he's the Mets' ace. And they gotta make sure they score runs when he's on the mound, because that's one of their only few chances to win. Johan Santana won't be back until late July, if at all, this season. If they make the postseason, he might be there for that. But they lost Johan for this season, basically. Chris Young, nobody knows when he's going to return. Ike Davis needs to come back soon. And the Mets got to win divisional games. They got to beat 2 out of 3 against Philadelphia. They got to win 3 out of 4 on the road against the Marlins. And they haven't been able to do that. They've been, I think they're like won like 3 games so far this season against the Marlins. And the Marlins is a team you got to beat in the NL East. Yeah, right now they're in second place, but there's nothing really special on that team. Josh Johnson is out for the season. So the Mets really got to take advantage of some of the hurts that their rivals in the division are having. The Phillies didn't have Chase Utley for 2 months. They finally got him back, and the Mets are going to have trouble with Chase Utley in the lineup. So the Mets are just very confused right now as to what they got to do. K-Rod has 15 saves this season. He's been doing perfectly fine. So if you think about it, K-Rod's having a great season. Good for him. The Mets are going to have a lot of trouble. The Yankees are going to have an easier time getting into the playoffs than the Mets will. Right now, the only person holding that team up, as I said, is Ike Davis, who's out. Jose Reyes has a .324 batting average after his terrible season last year. And John Neese, even though he has a 4.33 ERA, he's one of their best pitchers. Is their best pitcher. I shouldn't even say one of them. He is their best pitcher. But that's all the time we have this week. Don't forget to tune in again next week, right here on Kaz's Corner.